Proclamation number 8462 of 8th of April, 1963. God's protection in the fight against the enemy. Time and again you'll experience evidence of my love so that your faith will always become more alive, so that you will be aware of my constant presence and thus I can also work in you. I constantly want to speak to you, even if your body is not aware of it, but your soul hears me and constantly receives my illumination of love. It gains spiritual treasures and constantly matures further. And thus I reward your work for me and my kingdom, which is extremely urgent because the time is coming to an end and I still want to find access everywhere in order to make myself known to people. And I bless every activity which is done for me, and therefore I also bring my own together so that one will support the other, so that everyone will give to the other what the latter does not possess. That you will support each other, be it earthly or spiritually. For a time of battle will still come for all of you where you will have to prove yourselves but where you will also be able to do so, because you need only constantly call upon my strength which will also flow to you in abundance, for I will not abandon my own and guide them through to the end. And time and again I also draw your attention to the attacks of my adversary, the enemy of your souls, that you should be vigilant and not allow yourselves to be tricked, for he, too, will approach you under the mask of an angel of light, and there will be great confusion amongst my own who do not want to believe that the adversary fights with means which have the appearance of good and righteousness and which are lies and deception. Therefore be vigilant and persevere in prayer. Hand yourselves over to me in fullest trust that I will protect you from his attacks, and the more intimately you unite with me the clearer you will also be able to see through the enemy and turn away from all those who are connected to him and approach you as his accomplices. I will always hold my hands over you and yet there will be battles for you, because you shall decide of your own free will for or against me, for or against him. But I know my own and will not allow you to be deceived by him. I enlighten your thinking, I instill in you the feeling of resistance if he approaches you, under whatever mask it may be. But you should always bear in mind that you are in a dark area, for this earthly world is his domain where he can and will work if he is not opposed. And you can only ever ask for light and through your will cause light to be supplied to you, and then you truly need not fear the Prince of Darkness, for where there is light he does not stay, he flees the light because he flees me, who is the light of eternity. Nevertheless, you must always be vigilant, for you yourselves are not yet perfect. And wherever you give the slightest impetus he will use the opportunity and try to confuse you, to agitate you, to become impatient and to push your thoughts away from me. And therefore it is a constant battle for you against his temptations, but for which you only ever need to appeal for my support and you will emerge victorious, he will not be able to harm your soul. And I promise my protection to all of you who want to belong to me, whom I therefore count as my own because you surrender your will to me, because I possess it and therefore will no longer leave you to my adversary. And everything will also be bearable for you, even though difficult times will come upon you, for I have also promised you my protection, my help and guidance for these times. And you can let everything approach you without worry, it will always happen as I have determined in my plan of salvation and as it will be beneficial for those who belong to me. As soon as you completely hand yourselves over to me I will take care of you, earthly and spiritually, and I will guide you through all hardships of life without harm. My strength will flow through you no matter what approaches you. For you can always feel safe in me, like children you can always trustingly come to the Father and he will lovingly take care of you, He will always be there for you and guide you through to the end. Amen.